Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know if it's a curse or a blessing, but I am such a creature of habit that every day I say back in a second, even when Mike is not with us.
Yes.
So there's no reason to say back in a second.
Because you're here with us.
Yeah, we're here 4 feet apart. Yes. And yet I say it and I call myself on it and I feel real stupid.
It's okay.
Is it?
It's like 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
And everybody's already running.
Exactly. I have the baton. So like, I don't know what you're doing. Running. I think that really from what I have done for all the time I've been on the air, OCD really is part of it. Because back when the Don and Mike show was run on cartridges, and there were literally thousands of cartridges covering the walls, I had to know where all that stuff
was. You gotta let it go.
I know.
You gotta let it
go. It's part of it, though. It is part of it, I'll tell you what. But that's not why I brought you in today. You were not here for the pre-show meeting.
No, I wasn't.
Where Adrian, who, we focused on some interns this week.
Yeah, and this is our intern spotlight. Not where we go and touch them, but when we go and get to know them.
Oh, like the movie?
Yes.
That would be like a Catholic radio show?
Yeah.
And it's called Intern Spotlight?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Well, you didn't have to double down on the joke.
Godcast.
But thank you. All right, either of you, enough. The joke was the joke.
That's right. Just emphasizing
Jesus.
It.
And
the joke would have been the God Squad.
Oh.
Or a Godcast.
That's what I said.
No, it's... It's nothing to do. Have you both seen the movie?
No.
Then
no.
You can't talk about it.
That's right, Pony. Shut up.
Sorry.
Either of you.
Okay. So
either of you.
Adrian, there's several issues to touch upon here. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it. There's several things to talk about. Do you want to start with him picking up habits from Mac, or do you want to start with him sloppily hitting on Maddie?
Whoa.
Well,
dealer's choice. Let's start with Mac and then go into the hot stuff.
All right. But don't you think? I think yo. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've discussed in the past that our intern, Mike McNamara, will come in here. And because he is so passive, he will start mumbling something that he wants to talk about and hope that we'll say, huh? What? What's that? How's that again? And then he'll get the floor. So you'll just hear quietly in the background, you know, like, anime, big eyes. Well,
it'll be something relevant. So, like, if the network is running slowly, he'll be like, no,
DHP.
Network speeds.
Yeah. Speed
like, what,
test.
Verizon.
Up, down.
FCC.
1080p, 720.
He'll give you enough for you to make yourself think, well, maybe he's got something.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, so today, Adrian started a little bit with that. And what happened is he started talking about a band that I didn't care about. And so we kind of let him come to a natural stop, and Pony and I talked about something that interested us. And then about 5 minutes later, and he said, and they also do this song. And Pony says, are you still talking about them? And he said, well, you interrupted me. And I said, no, it was done. So my first tip for you, and I know you're probably having a rough week because we've been praising other interns. Does that hurt?
A little bit.
Yeah.
How does it feel like to be in the NIT?
I don't know what that stands for.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Go ahead. So I know it must hurt, but one thing you can do to advance yourself in the intern ranks, and trust me, we all started as interns. Mm-hmm. And what you need to do is pick up on social cues.
Okay.
And if we're not going to, when you play a song and I say, forgettable. Know that I'm done hearing the song.
Yeah.
That's something to pick up on. Okay. Now,
he's looking for approval from you.
Well, then give me something I can approve.
That's
I didn't
true.
Approve the song. I didn't like it that much. I said I'd heard it. I said it's
Why
catchy,
did you
but
play
forget-
it?
Because someone said the word fader.
Yes.
And that was the name of a song from that band.
What band?
The Temper Trap.
Okay. That no one's heard of.
It's an obscure indie band, but not really.
But no one's heard of.
Right.
No. Yes, people have heard because I played the song.
I've heard the song.
Yes.
Okay, so in the literal sense, people have heard of the band, but for the majority of our listening audience, I would say 99.9% No one's heard of them.
Let me put it to you this way. They're not selling a lot of merch.
Yes.
All right. There's a couple downloads here and there, but they're no one
wearing. Are they friends of yours?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I wish.
Well, I think we could guess that. Play the odds. The other thing is I know he's hurting. This boy is hurting.
Why is he hurting?
Because yesterday we went on and on about how Maddie was our number one intern seed right now. Mm-hmm. Rachel close behind, but Maddie was
one
the number
and two.
One. And so what he did is he did something that she's actually spotlighted on the show before in some of her promos. He sent her a Facebook friend request with a note.
Whoa!
Yeah, and do you want to? You wouldn't be able to remember exactly what you wrote to her, would you?
Yes,
I can remember.
I can remember.
Okay, go ahead.
I just said, "Hey, awesome album review." Because at the end of my shift at the hotel, it's some downtime, so I like to listen to that day's episode of the Michael Mara Show on the Michael Mara Show app, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Now he's mentioning
nice
that
plug.
He has the app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
That.
Okay, so it puts him one step ahead of Lou.
Mm-hmm. What'd you write?
Yeah.
So as soon as I heard the album review, I just said, hey, awesome album review. That's mm-hmm. all.
It's sort of a little, and you know, the friend request, but their paths don't cross.
No, yeah. But he's sniffing around.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to see what's up. What's
yeah.
up with that? Hey, awesome album review. You know, I intern too. I don't
yeah.
actually get a lot of stuff on
you
the
know,
air.
I can buy beer and drive into the city. And deliver it to your dorm.
That's right. It's, mm-hmm. it's called room service.
Yes.
Any reply on that? Help yourself. Have a sip of your drink there.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
She said, thank you. And then, no, I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was.
Did she accept the friend request?
She did.
Hey, how about that?
I wrote the note after she accepted
Oscar
the friend request.
Forced. Oscar's grimacing.
Forced friend's request.
Yeah, you know what
right?
it is? It, what it
a
is
friend
is,
request.
It friends. Is a friend's request. Play the episode where Ross is funny.
Yes.
No,
put Chandler in your top eight.
It is actually, you've put her in a situation where it is less awkward to
she's gotta
accept
take you.
It. Yeah,
mm-hmm. she's
got to
take on
yep. she does.
The dead weight.
The dead weight. You know, but this could be elevating him to the next level. He could ride this relationship.
I give him credit for mm-hmm. taking a shot. Most guys don't take a shot.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the follow up to the friends request? What's
friend
on your
request?
What's on your game? Oh, friends, friend request. What's on your game plan?
Yeah. What's the next step?
The reason I wrote the message was because I was mad that I didn't think of the album review idea first.
Are you saying album correctly?
Album.
He's not saying a lot of things correctly. You know what it sounds
yeah.
like? It's like someone put all of his words in a shaker canister and has taken out some of the vowels.
Say that again?
Yeah, please.
I don't like this. You guys put me on the spot like this. I'm getting nervous here.
That's okay. This is trial by fire.
Exactly.
Okay, say that sentence again.
I was mad that she thought of that idea first, and
yes!
I didn't.
Yes!
Oh, there you go.
There!
Okay.
People can understand you.
Because
all you
I'm
do is
all
slow
about music.
Down. Slow down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now say album again.
Album.
Album.
Ah,
compact disc.
You're just going too fast. Yeah, you've been here for how many years?
Half a year.
Okay, she's been here for? A
couple months. He predates her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, initiative, hard work.
She's always on time.
She's applied mm-hmm. herself.
Yep.
What do you say about that?
I can do that too.
You promise the world and give nothing to us.
Exactly.
When are you going to start giving?
We thought we had something with the Pedro promo, but where's the follow-up? Where's the fire in the belly?
Yes.
What about that video you made?
Yeah,
you
what
made
about
an
the
incredible video?
Video?
What can I I would love to record something for you guys.
Wait
what?
A second. We have to lead him. This is not his fault. This is our fault.
Yes. Is it?
We
right.
just realized. Maddie is self-sufficient, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She can be siloed on her own and run whatever she needs to run.
Mm-hmm.
We have to tell him what to do, which is fine. This is how you manage.
True enough.
Right?
True enough.
Do you want to be told what to do?
I'll admit I do work better that way.
Yes.
Okay.
We've cracked your code.
This is awesome.
Yes.
This is because, you know, this is learning for us
can
as well.
Can you not talk the rest of the show?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? We found what he's best at.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Have a popsicle. The icebox just broke down and they're melting all over the place. You want one?
No, thanks. Listen,
have a popsicle.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman. Wait a minute.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
All right.
That's the Wolfman.
Do you love me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Say you love me.
Well.
Yeah.
Where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
Where? The Wolfman is everywhere.
Where? Well, I gotta give him this note. Shit.
Can I wiggle on your Wolfman?
Here, let me see the note. Hell, that's just a dedication, man. What I can do is I relay it. It'll be on tomorrow or Tuesday.
No. See, this is very important. You see, I may be leaving town tomorrow, and it's very important that I... Damn it, that I reach this girl right now.
You don't know whether you're gonna leave town or not?
Well, I'm supposed to go to college back east tomorrow. I don't know if I'm gonna go. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Have a popsicle.
No.
Huh?
No, thanks.
Sit down a minute. It's early in the morning.
Damn.
I can't talk for the Wolfman, but I can tell you one thing. If the Wolfman was here, he'd say, get your ass in gear. The Wolfman comes in here occasionally, bringing tapes, you know, to check up on me and whatnot. Yeah. And the places he talks about that he's been, the things he's seen. And there's a great, big, beautiful world out there. And here I sit, sucking on popsicles.
Why don't you leave?
I'm not a young man anymore. And the Wolfman gave me my start in the business, and I like it. I tell you what, if I can possibly do it tonight, I'll try to relay this dedication in and get it on the air for you later on.
That would be terrific. Really. Thanks.
Yes, Smith. Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Really.
Appreciate it.
Sticky little mothers, ain't they?
They really... Six or seven of them, right?
I know. I got a whole refrigerator full.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Appreciate it.
Rock on, baby. We're gonna do it right here. Rock and roll yourself to death. Oh, mercy. Give me some more.
X-C-R-B.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Oh, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Welcome to a brand new client, Avant.
This part of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Avant, a brand new sponsor on our show. You know, the truth is that money can be hard to come by, and hardworking people need a little extra once in a while. And if you have to deal with a bank, it's not always the easiest situation in the world. Please, let me tell you who can take care of this. It's called Avant. Finally, there's a company that gets it. What does Avant do? They provide you access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. All you have to do is go to avantoffer.com. You check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is easy and it's risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. You complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. Everybody can use a little extra once in a while. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's A-V-A-N-T-offer.com, promo code TMOS. Don't forget that part. Avantoffer.com and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
And it is the Mike O'Mara Show, 22nd day of March. Mike O'Mara back live in studio tomorrow. And until then, it's the Rob and Oscar Show. Was it the bonus show last week that we talked about the thin floors?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thin floors.
Very thin floors.
Thin floors.
That the house that you were looking at had been sanded. The floors have been sanded so many times that really it had the thickness of the wood that you used to make those those airplanes that you throw.
You could bounce on them.
You could bounce and
or fall through them. And just like the Money Pit. Remember that movie?
Yeah, I like that Shannon says, well, that's not a problem. That's a feature.
Yeah.
The bouncy floors.
It's fun. Yeah, it's been quite the situation. I do have an update, though.
You see, now this is the thing. This is something that I've been watching as an outsider. It's been fun because you've been trying to rent your current condo, and you've been doing the soft sell on every intern on the show.
Yes. Yeah, none of them came through.
My favorite one was Pony. He said, mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like a really, really short commute?
Well, I thought living in the city would have been great for Pony. Because the idea, if you own a place and you got to rent it out, you want to rent it out to someone that's going to take care of it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And someone you can keep an eye on it.
So I said to myself, outside of the smoking, which I know he doesn't smoke inside, right?
So he says.
I don't think he's true. I think smoking indoors probably wouldn't be good for his audio equipment or his computer equipment. So
or his,
I believe
his,
that he goes outside.
Little buddy.
Or his magic flying rat.
Yes, yes. So the pet situation. His pet is under 55 pounds, so he can magic or whatever that.
Pony is under 55
no,
pounds.
No, his pet is the glider. It could stay in my place. Right.
How much does the glider weigh?
Oh, geez. I guess a tenth of a pound.
And
real,
that's after a meal.
Pony. A tenth of a pound. He's metric and English weight at the same time.
It's amazing.
Well, the pony does weighted sit-ups with the glider on his chest.
It's really the only thing that keeps him going.
Yeah. He's like, come on over here, Magic.
What is it?
Get on my chest.
Is it Miracle?
No, it's Miley.
Miley. Ugh. Miley, like the Cyrus.
Come on over here, Miley. Get in that little hole down there.
That's right. You see this hollow part of my chest? Lay in here.
Enough.
So the floors that are made of wood.
He got upset.
Yeah, we
you
went
might
want to
bleep that out as
too
well.
Far.
Nobody wrote that down.
That's right.
I said a joke that went all over your heads, so it's fine. Over your heads. All right, moving on. So you can have a pet. You could stay. And I was like, Pony's perfect for this. It's the city, right?
Yes.
It's the city, and he could probably do good as a young single man in the city.
Actually, I would say, and I don't mean this in a bad way, Pony has had sort of a, as I have, a sheltered existence. He's never lived in the big city. Mm-hmm. And
this isn't the big city, though.
Shh, I'm working with you here.
No, you're scaring him.
No.
Remember, the man couldn't drive in the city for the first year we worked here.
This is what could really save him. This could save him. Mm-hmm. Even I lived in the mean streets of Richmond.
Pony told me to kick rocks because the neighbors he's in love with don't live close by.
That's true. Unless you could get a condo for the Swingin' Hansons.
Yeah, the Monday anime parties would have to go because it's just too much traffic for Pony, so he couldn't deal with it. So he chose his personal life over his professional life, which is dumb, but I get that. Whatever. We've all done that as a young man,
well,
right?
Well, he seeks happiness.
Yes.
Yeah. And that chick.
He said no. I'm going to continue stalking that rando in our group.
What?
And then I went to Rob Ford.
Sorry.
I said, Rob Ford, I'm going to subsidize your rent, man. How much can you afford? And I'm going to try my best, Rob Ford.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know, Big O. I think I can afford $700.
That's really good.
God, you know what? We could probably cut him loose because now we've got everything that he offers.
And then I said, well, that's not enough, but maybe because I have all these other enterprises, you could work off the difference.
Oh, right? like a sharecropper.
Like a serf. A serf.
Hi, yes. Hi, say, ciao.
He's my indentured servant. He's not
that serf.
Looking for citizenship. I'm not sex trafficking him. I just need him to do some busy work for
me. Wow, sex trafficking him is a losing business. Yeah. What's the ROI on sex trafficking Rob Ford?
And I say, Rofo, I'm going to talk to my fiance because we're a team. Shocker. And I'll ask her what she thinks. I trust you in here. And if I was a younger broadcaster and say somebody gave me this opportunity, I would have loved it to live in the city, right?
Okay, before you went to Shannon with this, and this I find fascinating because I had no idea you offered him work release. Mm-hmm. What were some of the ideas you had? And I know you had to have had some in the back of your mind that he could do to subsidize
Shannon
his
rent. Helps me some of my busy work, and she always bitches about it, right?
Right.
So I was like, let me get this off her plate. She can continue doing her flight school, downward dog, namaste, and focus on that because I know that that's what makes her happy, and I can take those duties off Rofo, off my girlfriend's lap and put them on Rofo's lap.
Okay.
Right?
I'd just rather be on your girlfriend's lap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Gross. So, moving on.
Not as bad as the sugar glider joke.
I said, think about it, Rofo, no big deal. He goes, all right, Big O, I'm going to talk to my parents, and then I'll get back to you tomorrow, probably after 6. All right. So I was like, okay.
I'll get right back to you. I got to make a new video about peeling an apple with a drill. I'm on top of it.
So
Does he really call you Big O?
No.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness. You made the whole thing a lot worse.
I said, okay, man, just give me a call on Friday after. I was like, we're going to post it on Craigslist anyways. No big deal.
All right.
So I talked to my girl. She is hesitant because there isn't that much work that she does. She just likes complaining about it.
Ah, so the reality was a brutal
slap. Yes, yes. I said, how many hours do you think you put in? She goes, two.
He said, I don't know, Big O.
I said, two a week? Two? I said, oh. So
two a week.
Two a week.
Wow.
The truth comes out when there's money on the line.
Yeah,
I said,
of course.
Okay. Let me call the accountant and see how this works, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I call the accountant and he says, hey, why don't you just hire him for all the hours you need and then just pay him the difference and you're good to go. So you wouldn't actually have to underpay his rent because you have to deal with the taxes. You pay your fair share of taxes. He gets paid a fair wage, and then everything's even Steven, right?
So what you're saying is the plan that the accountant suggested is he pays full price rent.
Yes.
And then the money he gets subsidized comes after the fact.
Because I'm going to pay him for the hours. Yes, right. So he gets the money coming in regardless. So then we're taking care of the taxes.
Great idea, Big O.
Bottom line. I call him, and at this point, I figure he should be pumped up, right? He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get a place in D.C.,
I mean, this is pretty good. He's going to finally move away from the ex's mom and all that.
That's a really weird situation.
It is. I would want out of that if I were him.
But I call him with knowing that I'm going to have to let him down easy because what the accountant was recommending is something that's out of his scope right now. Right.
It was not what he was hoping for. And also, but I will say this. I've dealt with Rob in the past. He has a nervous phone demeanor anyway.
Yes.
He's not fun on the phone. So, like he is in person. Yeah.
I was initially going to let him down easy.
Okay.
And maybe he had a Hail Mary. He had, maybe his parents could help him. Something could happen. I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I call him and I was like, he calls me at 6. I'm on the phone with a client. So I call him back and I say, hey, Rob, I'm sorry. I was on with a client. He goes, No problem. I was kind of on the fence about this whole thing, and I sounded a little hinky. But as soon as he said on the fence.
Well, you were offering him a sweetheart deal.
As soon as he said on the fence, any soft sell and just to ease the blow of what was really happening, that I wasn't going to be able to do this unless he had the cash.
Right.
Went out the window.
Well, of course. And you offered nothing hinky.
I'm glad you're on the fence because it can't happen.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good. I will deal with this the adult way. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And he goes, well, maybe next year when I'm in a better position, I could actually take you up on that deal.
You know what's a better position is not on a fence. That was a bad position, Robert Ford.
Meanwhile, I am beat up about how I'm going to break this to Ford.
Right. And
because I knew he was, I thought his heart was set on it. I was like, what if somebody told me maybe and then I couldn't do it? I talked to my girl at length about how could we swing this to make it work for him. I spent about an hour discussing this.
At least he made it so it wasn't in the ball was not in your court anymore. He just made it. All right, well then go scratch. You're done.
Yeah, if you're on the fence.
Yeah. The Rob Ford fest.
Yeah, and then he says, and, well, if you've got all this work for me to do, maybe you can just give me that work. And I said,
even better, why don't you just give me the money? And then I don't have to do the work.
I said, you see, the problem is, Ford, I talked to my girl, and she said that the amount of work she was doing did not warrant the hours. And by hours, I mean two.
Yeah,
that she was complaining
barely
about.
Plural.
Yes.
Barely plural.
Yeah. So I was like, I was still looking for a way to help you out here, but I just don't have enough busy work to hire a part-time employee.
I hate to really grab on to what is like a word of the day type deal here, but millennials, man. That is so.
I was blown away.
I would be
too. He told me to kick rocks over like the dream situation when you're 25 and someone that's trying to help you out. Wants to help you out.
Right now,
he said, but pay me anyways.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Pay me.
Yeah. Wow. And by the way, that knob's loose. Be careful.
I that's the last time I think I've talked to him.
Well.
He's texted me a few times because he does answer a few emails for Free App Company here and there when I'm busy at
right
school.
Right on. Yeah.
But I just didn't know how to take that.
Well, this is not, you know, I don't even put this on his parents. A lot of times I say.
It's not on his parents.
No, it's just he handled it. He couldn't have handled
it
poorly.
Well, I just wasn't trashy enough for him.
Yeah.
Like, I got to treat him like, I got to beat him up like in a bad relationship for him to respond to me. I just can't be nice.
That's what he craves.
Right?
It is.
He craves mistreatment. We've seen it. That's what he wants. Also, it wouldn't hurt if he had bigger knockers.
So, Ford, I hope you're listening to this. This is why we haven't talked.
That's
So,
isn't it great to have a show to avoid having to talk to him?
Oh, it's so great.
It's the greatest. It's the absolute greatest. Like, I didn't even have to talk to Adrian about the sloppy hitting on Maddie. We just turned it into a segment. Really, it's a blessing.
So, that's that. Put the place on Craigslist. Have one fine couple.
Hold it. Let's pause.
Oh.
This is a great time to pause, and we can hear about your Craigslist adventure, which is always an adventure.
Also got awkward.
Can't imagine.
Also got really weird at one point.
Can't wait
to tell you about
it. That's right. The people that came over, were they on the fence?
Oh, no. I'll tell you who was on the fence. Me.
Okay. Stick around, folks. We're going to take a short break. Come back, hear about Oscar on the fence. Great place to be. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary impersonates a police officer and actually pulls someone over.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. We are not making this up.
You can't make it up.
And we're lucky that Gary's not in jail right now. Also, I'm going to buy a new car.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Check it all out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a truckload of t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Buy lots of t-shirts. Welcome back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, and you know what I love? I love the Stamps.com. They're the best. Mm-hmm.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com is a wonderful website. We have been using it for years. Luckily, you can use it too, and you don't have to deal with the incredible hassle that is involved with dealing with a post office. Let me tell you about Stamps.com. It's wonderful. It's the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you get the postage you need the minute you need it. All you have to do is use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Guess what that does, huh? That takes out the post office. It's quick. It's easy. You're going to save money. Stamps.com, a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, and you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. There's absolutely no reason, if you have a small business or you mail a lot of stuff from your home, why you shouldn't use Stamps.com. We've done it for years, and we adore it. Right now, use our code TMOS for a special offer, a 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer. That'll include postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today, and within minutes, you'll be printing postage right from your desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again.
So true. So now you are, you did the Craigslist post, right?
Yes, and when you stage,
when did you stage post place, for cough drops?
Yeah, when you need some, what do we get? Allegra D?
Allegra D, we get Mucinex D.
Mucinex D.
V. Allegra was a public.
Do you have any on you?
I don't.
No.
Oh, I should have brought you some.
Diego.
This is the way you can excel.
Let me send you for some.
Mm-hmm.
And get yourself a drink. And a Perrier for me, please. I like Rudy.
Anything, Pony?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, you look good.
Perrier.
What's so funny about that?
It's you know what? It's just it was unexpected. I'll say that. He's gonna have a hard time finding the wedge of lime.
Okay. That's when poor Mike, please come back soon. There's no way I would have ordered something like that when Mike was here.
No.
So I will say this, that when you put your place on Craigslist, and I have had almost a decade of transactions of the sweaty handshake. Right.
And I mean, Craigslist, you've been using it for a long time. Has it gotten more or less sweaty handshaky over the 10 years?
Less, because it's become more ubiquitous, right?
And mainstream, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my jukebox on Craigslist.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a very cool place.
Pinball Dave?
It's Pinball. What is his
Pinball
name?
Pinball Paul.
Pinball Paul, thank you. He is a real functioning guy. This was a guy who was
Don't need all the detail.
You want to know Hinky?
This is a different guy.
This is Hinky. The guy says, yeah, I got to get rid of the jukebox. I'm moving to Europe tonight.
Oh.
I said, tonight?
Tonight.
I said, okay, I'll be right
Can't
over.
Can't take it on a carry-on. So.
That weighs more than 40 pounds.
I put it on Craigslist. We staged the condo.
Okay. And that means you just got it ready to show,
and by
right?
we, it's me.
Right.
So, because for some reason, all the yoga goes down on the weekends.
Hey.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, thank God for my foreign mom, because while she yells at me and asks me to do a zillion things, she's got a big basement.
Ah.
So we can store everything there.
Storage area.
Yeah.
Yes.
If
just move all the printers over.
If the NI is a
snowblower.
Is it the National NIS? Is it the NIS?
I believe so.
Or whatever.
National Immigration Services.
Yes. So if immigration knocked down my mom's door and it's just my mom and my dad, right? Mm-hmm. And they went in the basement.
INS.
They would, oh, damn it. Sorry. That's how you know I'm real. That's how you know I'm certified. I don't even worry about it anymore.
Yeah, you know what
I don't even worry about it anymore.
He is a Bolivian dyslexic legally on these countries.
Come at me.
Right. Yeah, go on. Get him. Get him.
Yes.
And bring Perrier.
I've got my papers. So, the NIS. Or INS.
INS?
Idiot.
Idiot National Service.
Yes. the INS knocks on my parents' door.
Right.
They go downstairs. They're not going to believe six families don't live down there.
Because of all the furniture?
Yes.
True.
There are multiple dining room sets. There are multiple microwaves. There are multiple, those, and it's all, it looks like it's organized. There's bins.
Well, it's
all
tidy.
The cribs, the baby clothes from Pittsburgh, it's there.
You know what? You could actually be on the MTV show Cribs.
Yes.
But just show Cribs.
Yeah. Well, we have babies. My brother and Shannon and I, right? My brother and his fiance. When they have babies and we have babies, all taken care of.
Sure. You're ready to go.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. There's only one crib. So whoever, it's first dibs,
right? All
right.
Well, here's the deal. One at a time, no multiple births.
Yeah.
Take your time. Do it a couple times for fun first, Oscar.
So,
you don't always have to have a kid.
There's a game plan, and there's enough furniture for any value village in the world right in the basement. So
like your Bob Opedic mattress, all that good stuff down there.
You take everything out, and you take it. What is Bob's furniture? What do they call their dent and scratch bin?
Oh, I know the
pit.
One, the pit.
They call it the pit. Yes. So you take all your furniture and you throw it in the Santana Pit in Olney, Maryland, which is the basement.
There
was
a place like that in a Newport News where Carrie grew up. It was called The Dump.
Yes.
But it wasn't like a dump. It was a furniture store. I said, nice branding.
Yeah, seriously.
So we took everything there, and the place looks awesome.
Cool. Your apartment.
Yes.
Not so much the
pit. I wish it was as awesome when we lived in it. But
Does it feel bigger?
It feels so much because we have just really amassed so much junk.
It
my
happens,
drones,
man.
The electronics, the cases, everything just so stacked up everywhere. Right?
It seems to me you could have the drones just hover.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not when they're not on, Rob.
Oh, okay.
They've got to be packed away nice and neat. And you know me, I like neat. I like cases you put things in, right?
Pelican cases.
Yes. So they're finally all at my mom's place. We have one couple that comes through. They love the place. They're from the North Carolina. And
I sure do love this place. Golly.
Now, they've been living here forever. Like, super nice, right?
Okay, yeah.
And they have the professionals. They like the
place. Do they work in the district?
Yes, they work in the district.
Both of them employed?
Yes,
oh, that's great.
And we're giving parking as well. You get parking.
Oh, right? those spots are worth more than the house.
Big win.
Yeah.
So they look at it on Wednesday. They sign the lease on Friday when I'm at school.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm wheeling and dealing with three other couples saying, come on by on Sunday.
Oh, God. He's become a slumlord.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Furley.
Do you know how awkward it is when you have to tell three couples?
Yes.
That are meeting you at 1, 2, and 3 on Sunday.
That it's gone.
At noon, that it's gone. And mind you, I don't know if they're black, Chinese, or Hispanic, so I'm waiting for them to call race card.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some of the names sound a little foreign, right?
Understood.
And I could deal with the Latino saying, hey, look at this.
Brother man.
Yeah, this is not me. My girl signed the lease while I wasn't there.
How could she not tell you on Friday that she signed
because
the lease?
Because I'm in a blackout media-wise when I'm in class.
I suppose you're right, yeah. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm happy she did this. She signed the lease for what I wrote the lease.
Right.
It's done, right? They wanted to come by, drop off the deposit, drop off the first month's rent.
Mm-hmm. So you're swimming in it.
No, I'm not swimming in it. I got to buy a house.
I understand. I was being lighthearted.
The reason why I needed the deposit is because you got to show the bank that someone's rented your place.
Okay.
That's the game we're playing, right?
It is. There is a very systematic series of steps, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got it done. But talking to these couples individually, and me, because I'm a bleeding heart.
Did they show up, or did you call them and tell them not to show up?
I could have emailed them. I tried emailing them, but the post had been deleted.
So you can't contact
them. So then I had to find the phone number where I was texting back and forth with each couple, because it's much easier for me to text someone.
Sure.
And then I had to call them.
Oh,
and
so
that awkward,
awkward
tap dance. hey, man. Hey, lady, I'm so sorry that I promised you a look-see at this place.
Remember that great, great thing I told you about? Remember the thing that I said you got to do?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yes, yeah. It's gone, and I'm sorry, and I'm just overwhelmed with life.
And now my I'm
girl
going to tap dance
care
for you.
Of me, and she thought she was doing something right, but I don't know if the Fair Housing Act says everybody's got to see it before I choose. I just wanted to get this over with. I'm not a racist. Please don't flag my post.
Oh, my God. Why would you even? You're looking for trouble. I would just lock the door.
Well, I probably had 8 hours of sleep max, and I'm doing this all from my mom's house, and my mom's just there in the kitchen shaking her head.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Because you'd spent the night and stolen Mockingjay from her.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember now. It's all coming together. This is a two-parter at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A comedy of errors.
Yeah, it's at least.
So what did I learn?
Yes.
Need a game plan.
Yes.
Because sometimes you'll have such a swanky place and that just has really has parking and offers and gives you everything that the people you work with don't want, but people in the city want, and they're going to come in and scoop it up.
Did it go faster than you expected?
It went much faster, and to be fair to me,
How long was it on Craigslist before the yokels came up and rented it?
2 days.
That's not long.
Not long, right?
Long at all.
And on Wednesday, I could have stacked all four groups on Wednesday to come in one after the other.
And then you can choose.
Yeah, but I felt scummy about that. And my girlfriend or fiance, Shannon, said she goes, why do you care? I'm like, well, if I came in and saw a place and saw another couple walking in, that's probably what you want to do business-wise.
Exactly.
Because
right?
You have a demand. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to clean three times.
That's true,
right?
Too. Yeah.
So I said, no. I was like, I want them to take their time. If they want to hang out, they want to walk around the neighborhood. I don't know what they want to do, right?
Yeah, right. You know, you hadn't thought about it. They want to, you know, get a feel for the neighborhood.
I would want that.
Of course.
I would feel kind of, if I went into a situation where I need to rent a place and then another couple is walking in and I had like a 30-minute window because they had four people coming, I guess it would pressure me to sign. But
you know what it could have started? Bidding war.
Yep.
You should have had them all showed up at the same
time. Oh, my God.
Because really, if you got four bites in 2 days, that is...
And I pushed the rest of Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had class.
Yeah. You get out your gavel. Hear ye.
Oh,
hear
my God.
Glover Park. Two parking spaces. And that would be... That, by the way, would be Shannon.
The
auctioneer.
I'm a rube.
I won't say you're a rube. What you are
is... I just don't want to be scummy.
You're a human being. You really didn't take advantage.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I saw the math.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, yeah, that would push someone to do that. But I want someone to be comfortable coming here.
Yeah, but...
At my expense.
This was really not businessman,
right?
Oscar.
No.
This was not Slumlord Oscar. I thought we had Slumlord Oscar. What you got? What you've got is Bleeding Heart Oscar.
Yes.
You really...
I'm basically trying to care
about their feelings.
Yes.
I don't want them to feel unhappy. You know how you make them feel happy is take the money. Take the money.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting. But I guess at the root of this, I had to call these people, which is awkward because you don't really talk to them. You text, right?
Right, exactly.
And the one girl was pissed. Like, the girl that was supposed to come at noon was really pissed.
Did she make the trip out, or did she?
She was on her way.
Okay.
So I'd be pissed.
That's pretty bad.
A little ticked off.
Yeah. The couple that was coming at 2 were cool because it was still, I think, enough time.
Right.
And the third guy didn't even answer his phone. Like, he just was.
So he was anonymous.
I left a message. Just, hey! Call me back if you want some explanation. It's really awkward, but my girlfriend leased it out. We're done.
You wouldn't believe it. It burned down. The darndest thing.
Thanks for your interest.
Thanks for your interest, but it's sort of a thing.
And doing a background check now is so easy.
Did you find anything bad about their background? And how do you do the background check?
You go on, and that's what I thought. There's a couple. First of all, do your homework. There's a couple services that allow you to do it, and they charge you a minimal fee.
Right.
But they charge on both sides. They charge the person who's applying, and they charge the renter, which I didn't like.
So you mean the renter has to be, like, in the know that you're doing a background check?
Yes.
So
they have to sign off.
That's
and
not
background
okay.
is a credit check as well, right?
Yeah, but that's not okay.
No, it's fine because you have to ask someone if you're going to do this
first.
But I
mean, it's not okay
credit.
That they're charging the person that it's being reviewed.
They're charging twice.
Yeah, that's
TransUnion does not do that.
Oh, I see. There you go.
Yeah, so that's what we used. Mm-hmm. And they let you sign everything online.
Oh, that's good too.
You can check everything. I don't know what great credit is. Just kidding. I do. And they had it. Because Chano's like, what are you looking for?
Right.
I'm like, I don't know, something not in the 500s would
something
be nice.
700 or better, right?
But TransUnion doesn't even give you a heads up. They say, I would suggest you accept this person. I suggest you don't accept this person.
That's perfect.
They give you a heads up, right?
Right.
Yeah. So they were decent credit scores. They seem like nice people. I want to call them kids, but they're basically 2 years younger than us.
Well, they're kids. Kids
and
to me.
And I said,
no pets.
They just got engaged, so I was super happy.
That's very nice.
Right?
Pets?
No pets.
Smokers?
No. I didn't ask them that.
Pasta parties?
didn't ask them that. But we did leave the swash with them. Part of the selling.
Hey, you know
yes.
what? Nice job.
Yeah. If you saw the post, you'd be proud. And you know what? We had a 99 at the end of our rent.
Oh.
Psychologically.
Yeah.
It's a dollar.
Yeah. Let us pause here and hope that Oscar's Perrier gets here soon.
Where do you think Adrian went?
Went to France.
Probably got arrested. We sent him to buy the D
Jesus
last time.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. They might think he's making meth.
He's on the list.
Got to show his license.
Because they have to show his license
yeah.
twice.
Yeah, it's true. Oh,
Walter God. White,
come
now
with
I'm
me,
getting
sir.
Worried.
Heisenberg. All right, we will be back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Still no word from Adrian. I'm sure he's fine.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Headspace. I want to talk about your mind. I don't think we pay enough attention to our minds. Anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all start in your head, and then they slowly can wreck your life. Headspace, the Headspace app, is something that has really helped me. I couldn't believe how effective guided meditation is. If you get the new Headspace app, you will be walked through guided meditation. Headspace is meditation made simple. It works out your mind to get all those nasty things out of it. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition with thousands of scientific studies that show its positive effects. What are the effects? Improved focus, relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. Really, join the 5 million users who are already getting some Headspace for free and do it right now. This will be great. This will be one of the nicest things that you've ever done for yourself. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program, you know what it is? It's a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some headspace today.
So guess who's headed back to college?
Who's that?
Well, you'd like to say you because you're almost done, mm-hmm. but I hold in my hand an invitation to return to George Mason and speak to the classes to drum up some new interns. We've gotten a lot from AU, and it's time to put the touch on Mason.
Look
again.
At you.
Pretty cool, huh? And so here's what it is. It's from Roger Smith, who runs the radio station over there and a lot
yes.
of the production class. Very, very nice man. He says, Rob, this is different from the class you spoke in last year. This class focuses on writing and producing audio, mostly through Adobe Audition, which is the program we use. But we do cover the radio industry in other lectures. Ooh. Producing a podcast would be a great topic for you to talk about.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I'm looking forward to it. He's a really, really neat guy. And really what he did last time is he just said, you've got about an hour. Talk about what you think they should know because you've been out there
that's
in the trenches.
Awesome.
So hopefully we get some interns out of
it. Do you feel that excites you, right? To go
it
back?
It does.
Right?
I didn't go to Mason.
I know.
But I
love to go back and talk to the kids.
To talk to the mm-hmm. then and again, we really shouldn't call them kids because they're
kids.
They're students. But it's fun because I remember what I was like at that age.
Yes.
Just so and this will only be to probably about 18, 20 students. These are the hungry ones, the ones that really love it. Some of them are into sports. Some of them are into music. Some of them are into talk shows. But what's neat is that they really do love the notion of producing the podcast. And when we did that presentation
at the University of Maryland.
Exactly. Yes. It was neat to talk about what we go through and what separates us from other podcasts.
Yeah, I think it really made an impact.
So it was
I'm happy
fun.
You're doing that.
I
See,
love
and
it.
You mm-hmm. love it.
I really do.
You know what I would love?
What?
Find out where Adrian is. Yeah. Can you call him, please? I mean, just for perspective,
right.
I could throw a tennis ball. Either, is that north?
Yeah, that is north.
Okay,
exactly.
And then that's...
The opposite of north is south. Is
that, no, to the right of us. If that's
that would
north.
Be, if that's north, that would be east.
Okay, so... I could throw, just for context, from this window, I could throw a tennis ball and hit the Rite Aid across the street.
Oh, I could even
right?
do that.
Yes.
I'm no athlete.
And you could throw a tennis ball east and hit the CVS.
Right. And then there's other places where I bet you could get your Perrier at the bagel place.
Yes. So the real question is this. What happened to him?
Any update?
Do you think he quit
no
the
answer.
Show?
No answer?
Nope.
I mean, it's been forever, right?
It has been forever. And you know what? We gave him a thumbs up after his segment. I think he's okay.
Forever.
Yeah.
Do you think he went to the restroom?
Oh,
I hope it's before he went and picked up our stuff.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Yeah, because bringing in a bag of basically groceries into the stall is not a good move.
No.
I feel gross when it's even my stuff.
Yeah. You hang it on the handle?
Yeah. Have you ever gone into an airport bathroom? There's a reason why people are willing to have their bags stolen and they leave them outside of the stall.
Oh, it's the
worst.
They
tell you not to.
It's
I say,
worst.
Take it, man. I'm not going to do... I don't want what's happening here to contaminate my entire bag. I just leave it outside of the stall.
You won't believe what happened to
and
my
And if somebody
mini-
walks in, I'm like, that's mine.
Mine.
That's mine. Don't touch it, please.
First thing I do when I go, I'm throw
Wasn't
away.
Wasn't any room for that in here.
Throw away all those little bottles of shampoo. Gone. They are gone.
So, where could he be?
I mean, seriously. He could walk on his hands and be done by now.
What's his name again?
Adrian.
Adrian. Hold on.
What's his name again?
I mean, his God-given name. We call him Diego.
We do. While he does that, I have a question for you, Pony. I got slammed with alerts this morning. Apple wants me to update everything. Is it safe to do so?
I think it is, but you remember what happened the last time you did
I
that.
I remember, and that's why I'm asking
messed
you.
Messed up your iTunes.
It did. It messed up my iTunes. It's OS X 10.11.4.
I updated. I had to hard reboot my phone afterwards.
I didn't have time to do it
this
morning.
FYI.
So I'll do it this
I've got a guy from NASA that's named Adrian in my phone.
Adrian NASA? Adrian the astronaut.
Doubt it's the same one.
Oh, I got Adrian Garcia.
I got him.
Yes. I might bleep his name.
Yeah. I think it's fine. I think it is. Oh my gosh, you know what? Safari's inability to load Twitter.com is now fixed.
Oh, so this is great.
Oh, now I'm going to be all over the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be tweeting 140
characters. I'm calling him now.
Oh, this will be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
He won't answer. Hola. I have been lost.
I think he might have just walked in and heard a door slam in the front.
You know what's funny? It just occurred to me. Wouldn't it be great if we had a phone system on
yeah,
our board?
It'd be wonderful.
Oh, but by the time we dialed in. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you see police lights over there?
By the way, hold on.
What? You got something?
I have an app on my phone called Circleback.
Okay.
A full disclosure, Todd worked on it a couple years ago.
Right.
And he's an investor in the app. But I have it. I don't think I've ever talked about it here on the program.
You say that like what? There's going to be like the big, the corporations are going to come find us.
Oh,
Did you do some illicit promotion of Circleback?
I am a professional.
There you are.
So I look back. I found Adrian, the intern, in my thing. And my phone, and it says...
Circle back what takes you back to other things that relate to...
Yeah, so I found his phone number, basically.
Okay, good.
And then it shows me the related emails to him, right?
Right.
And his signature now says, Junior Producer for Political Persuasions.
Oh, boy. So he titled himself.
Yes.
Well, that'll be good.
And then intern the Mike O'Mara show.
Okay, well, you know what? He can have that. He is an intern. But for a show
I mean, there's been one episode.
And he did
and
nothing
And by the way, who
it.
Called that?
There's one episode so far.
But who called that?
His name is Oscar.
Yes.
All right, very good.
There I said, I think two tops.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
election.
Now, you know, I'm sure he'll be here any minute in handcuffs. Well, do you know this boy?
If you're listening, Mike, which I know you're not... You can't just do one episode and call it a show.
No, then it's a special.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a special. If you want to do two, then maybe we're talking.
Miniseries.
A miniseries.
Mm-hmm. And then three is an attempt.
No, if he goes three, it's a season for him.
Three's a season?
A season.
All right, very good. Yeah. Threeson. Now, you have Oscarazzi coming up.
Yes.
Do you have anything about John Stamos?
No.
From the show Grandfathered, which I actually enjoy.
I watch Grandfathered on a regular basis.
I enjoy it because it has the Drake and Josh kid in it.
Yes.
And he's lost an amount of weight where he looks sickly, but he's very funny in it. And you also watch Jane the Virgin, right?
Yes.
All right. This is a story that broke on the UK, the Mail. That's okay. A paper over in the United Kingdom.
Daily Mail?
Yes, it is the Daily Mail. TV hunk John Stamos, and is there anyone hunkier? I mean, really.
Look, I don't care what he's done. The drunk driving, I can forgive.
Yes.
The man is a cultural icon.
And he has been forever. Right? I got drunk enough this weekend that I watched Fuller House.
How was it?
It sucked.
I heard Jamie Sweetin looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, the daughters look good.
Yeah.
They do. But it's the writing is horrible.
The hands on the middle, on the middle child, right?
Yeah.
And she's not a child anymore. She's an adult.
I was going to give you a chance to rephrase it.
The cans on Stephanie, let me tell you.
Stephanie's cans. TV hunk John Stamos texted a steamy bathtub photo of himself to Latina actress. Is it Gracie Santo? Who plays Jane the Virgin? Pretty lady.
Look at that.
Pretty
she
lady.
Doesn't. No, but she doesn't. That's really. I don't know if it's racist of you or just ignorant. She doesn't play Jane the Virgin. That's the Virgin's friend.
Oh, she's on the show Jane the Virgin.
They don't all look the same.
Well, no, but I've never seen the program. I've never seen the program.
It's the black guy. No, the other black guy.
But
no,
either way.
It's a Latina girl.
All right.
If you watch Jane the Virgin, she's Jane the Virgin's best friend.
And she's smoking.
She's beautiful.
She is amazingly hot. And this was not lost on John Stamos, who took her out. Hey!
Oh, thank God.
Yay! Did the Heisenberg get you? What happened?
What happened there?
Yeah, get on the mic if you don't mind.
Hey, look, you brought a Perrier.
Oh,
think
my God.
Great.
Hey, you didn't go in the crapper with all this, did you? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
How did the receipt get so beaten up?
Yeah, look, he's only had it for a few minutes.
Well, keep in mind, he has been gone for 3/4 of a show.
Look at this. I'm so frustrated.
Okay, what happened?
CVS cannot run their pharmacy.
Oh, okay, it's CVS's fault. You know you just go around you go over the counter. You don't have to, like, put an order in for
it. You do. You have to go through the over-the-counter.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know, but you can't just pick it up and...
I know, but was there a long line or something?
There was. People don't have insurance.
Okay.
Cards aren't working. It's awful.
Hey, remember when we called you and you didn't answer? Did you leave your phone here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Just curious.
Well, you know what? Okay. Here's his win.
Yes.
I can pull one win out of
as long as he wasn't
this.
In the crapper, right?
Also that and the fact that he left the ringer off. It would have really pissed me off if you had called him.
Did he get smaller pills? These are smaller, right?
What are they? Let me see the statistics on it.
Let me see this.
Yeah. 12-hour extended release. Oh, yeah, you can take two of these.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Diego.
You got to get the big ones.
Yeah, I know.
So,
poor kid.
Yeah.
Diego, we've been beating up on you a lot. By the way, Political Persuasions, junior producer, I see on your signature.
Yes.
When's the next episode coming on?
I don't know. You know, because...
That's why he's a junior producer.
Yeah.
The senior producer would say, coming soon.
Very soon. First of the month. First Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you what. Get on that, okay?
I will.
Very good.
And I'm just going to give you a tip. If you want to continue producing a show that's actually on, Tech 411's back on. But no, you need to...
Thank you, Cookies Records tonight.
The good man.
Yeah.
You have to push the agenda.
Okay.
Right, Mike? Don't write, hey, man. Right. Hi, Mike. It's Diego. When would you like to record the next show?
Okay.
That'll get him going. Good?
There you go. Email's going out tonight.
Okay. Can you somehow edit him together?
Stroke of midnight.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm out of breath. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Maybe you need a decongestant.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So he's met her, and he sends her a series of texts, and one of them he says is, what are you doing tonight? She replies that she hasn't decided. John Stamos, keep in mind, a guy who has been a heartthrob for 30 years, replies, better hurry, I have a mirror on my ceiling, and then texts her this photo of him in a bathtub in the mirror in his ceiling.
Oh, my God.
He is so horny.
Man.
Mm. How about that?
What a great setup.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's one of those old-fashioned claw bathtubs that sort of stand alone.
Okay.
He's in some fancy LA hotel, and he's hitting on Jane the Virgin's girlfriend by saying, you better hurry.
Yeah.
I'm over here, and I have a mirror on my ceiling.
You better hurry.
This is awesome. Did she release this?
It was leaked somehow.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
She thinks John is a great guy and was definitely flattered by the attention, but she's not interested in hooking up with him, says a source. Always a source.
She's still not a superstar.
No.
I think you still go see John Stamos.
Come see his, come, right? Come fog up his mirrors.
Oh, I'd go anyways. I'm not even into dudes. I'm like, tell me about Joey. Tell me about everybody. You weren't expecting me, but I saw the text.
Hi, it's me, Oscar. Do you want to rent my apartment?
Do you need real estate in D.C.?
And the other story I wanted to mention, do you have Olivia Newton-John in your news?
No.
They finally found her boyfriend.
Oh, where was she? Where was he?
It's been 11 years since Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend, Patrick McDermott, disappeared at sea. Now, we've talked about this before.
Because, I remember the story.
Because remember, I have a cousin who faked his death.
Yes.
Because I have such a great family. But he disappeared 11 years ago. He has been found hiding out in Mexico.
Why did he leave?
No proof was ever revealed as to why he revealed, but now an Australian tabloid has uncovered the story. The same investigator who located him said he's living and working in an isolated Mexican village called Sayulita. S-A-Y-U-L-I-T-A.
That sounds
right?
Good to me.
Sayulita, on the western coast of Mexico. It has only 4,000 people, and it's 25 miles north of Puerto Vallarta. He's working in the yachting industry for a high-profile family down there. He wanted to escape debt and his current way of life.
Oh, my God. And his sea girlfriend.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's it. Can you imagine that Olivia Newton-John would be that bad? I can.
Oh, he
That's
just
Sandy.
Balled out. He said, enough of this.
I'm gone. I'm
I
gone.
Can't keep up with the Joneses. Yeah. I'm moving to see the wanted.
So he really did. He wanted to escape debt and start a new life. But Olivia Newton-John's got money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, though, I imagine. I have nothing to my name.
Right.
And I constantly have to look at my family and my parents to, you know, prop me up.
Right.
I enjoy what I'm doing. I love that I get to do this for a living. I think I've made an honest living, right?
Yeah.
But when you pay a ton of dollars for school out of your pocket and you're trying to buy a home, that's good timing. And you're trying to build a few businesses.
Now would be also a great time, Oscar, if you wanted any elective surgery, go
yes,
ahead and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
You get to a place where you're like, eh, is this stress really worth all of this?
It's a lot of it.
I looked at Shannon a few times and I said, maybe we shouldn't buy this house. Like, they're really, that's just adding another layer to the cake,
right?
That
would break the yokel's heart. They've already given you a deposit.
No, we're going to, but I'm just saying it really is, it's not easy. Mm. And it's even worse when you have so much going on. And that's at a regular person's level, right?
Right, right.
And I'm not boo-hooing for the top 1%, but if you're, like, you could maybe get $10K from a family member if you need that.
Sure.
But if you're in debt in millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, that type of stress, that's why people off themselves.
Yeah, you know? You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's not like he can go up to her and say, hey, baby, I think I need some of that grease money.
Or he just said, enough of this of this pressure, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, and then he hides. Now he's working in the yachting industry.
The worst part about it is they found him.
Yeah, oh, God, that's got to
suck.
And then
after 10 years, you're 11 like,
there's years.
Some what is it?
Statute of limitations.
Yes, thank you. That says, I guess he's not coming back.
Why did they keep? And also, here's the thing. Olivia's moved on. She got married in 2008. She doesn't care. She hasn't commented.
Yes.
So all they've done is they've ruined his sweet yachting gig.
Yeah. They just brought him out into the light.
Yeah,
that's
but
it.
If you're in a town like that and the guy who's running it is named Jerry, you know, like you already think he's in witness protection.
Of course.
Like you already think that. Or he's working for the cartels in some capacity.
Yeah, you know what? Yachting might be in quotation marks. Where do you work? Oh, I'm in yachting.
Wait till you hear entertainment news. There's a drug story there that will rock your socks off.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. All
right.
We will
off.
We will rock your socks after this. And even though he brought the Perrier and the medicine, let's take a moment to hear from intern number one, Maddie. And we'll be back after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. March 11th, 2016, the day Rob Ford delves into his relationship drama on The Bonus Show. The day TMOS listeners lost faith in humanity. The bonus show reveals truths about the TMOS characters that never fail to entertain. But this one left me with so many questions. What drugs did Rofo slip to his ex to get her to date him in the first place? Do people not tell him that he has a face for radio? Is this really how guys talk about their girlfriends to other guys? And how the hell did Rofo land a relationship when I can't? While I don't think I will ever get answers to these questions, I'm glad I'm at least informed enough to ask them. There's only one way to get unfiltered access to the intimate details in the lives of the TMOS gang. Subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show so Rofo and the rest of the crew can disappoint you too. More to come.
Life, but I'm the grand so great.
Must make you feel great, Adrian.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to flirt. I was just giving out some props.
Oh, man, you got to let it go. Jesus.
I just want to set the
that
record
was like
straight.
10 hours ago. Whoa.
He couldn't have said anything funnier. All right, let me ask you a question. Are you a good TMOS listener? Or a bad TMOS listener?
Great question.
If you're a good TMOS listener, you've been shopping through our Amazon portal. Mm-hmm. That's good. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support this show. Very good. Now, bad listeners don't shop at Amazon, and they're usually rude, discourteous, mm-hmm. and they mistreat animals.
That's right.
That's bad. So don't be a bad listener. If they were good, they'd bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. So remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thank you, friend. Thank you for being good. Be a good listener. And here's some. It's easy to be a good listener when there's good stuff to listen to. Like Oscar Otzi, right here.
Hey, fellas.
Slumlord.
Slumlord?
Yeah, with all your rentals and whatnot.
Please.
The rats.
Okay, quickly. Has anybody ever sat in the audience of a live studio taping?
Yes, I have.
For?
I actually, one of the coolest things of my life, had free run of the set of King of Queens when Don and Mike shot their cameo there. So I was able to like walk around the studio, walk on the set.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. And it was the Sony Picture Studios, which is the old Columbia. But it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. Very, very cool.
So when you get excited, when you get invited to go and see a live taping, you're pumped, right?
Absolutely.
Apparently, Ellen DeGeneres, I get to watch her show once in a while when I'm home or I'm here. I'll throw it on, right?
In the studio. Good show. Fun show.
She said that she was doing a live taping in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace.
Right.
And that someone was going to win a big prize, and it was tweeted out. So the locals got excited. They're like, oh my God, Ellen's going to be in Vegas.
And she does hand out some pretty sweet merchandise. Yeah.
And then the University of Nevada got involved, and all the students showed up. So you've got hundreds of people, if not thousands, waiting for her to come on.
So is she like in the big showroom at Caesar's?
Well, no. That's what initially people had thought.
Right.
But she just showed up for a quick contest on a big screen at Caesar's.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe it was like, was it even the inside or was it the big screen on the strip?
Just the big screen.
Oh, no.
So all these people showed up. We know we have a lot of Vegas listeners. So
Rubes.
You can buy, look, if they told me Ellen was going to be at Georgetown University, it'd probably be just for the students and she's doing some sort of, round table, right?
Sure, absolutely.
But in Vegas, I think she's doing the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
and it makes sense because it's Las Vegas.
So they all showed up and now they're pissed because A, she just showed up on the big screen. She did give away a car, which is huge.
A car,
right?
Right.
And it's spring break, so you've got a lot of people out there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all she did. And people are now pissed and there's a small backlash going towards her because she said she was live. She technically was live,
yeah.
But she wasn't taping her show there. But was she taping her show? You could make an argument that she was.
That it was a segment.
Yes.
On her show. You know what? She'll dance through this with flying colors. There is no one better liked than her in show business. But it's funny that she pulled the wool over their eyes.
Yeah, but...
And never on purpose, though.
No, and everybody that's weighing in, they have three or four students here in the story. It says, it was misleading.
No,
I'm really
it wasn't.
Bummed.
It wasn't misleading.
You took off class. You could have won a car. Who cares?
Yeah, and by the way, they're the ones that decided that she was going to be there live. You know what it is? It's the Wizard of Oz all over again.
Yep. I would have done the same, though. If you told me that Ellen was going to be in, the MTI Center or the Verizon Center, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they have that big screen outside of the AT&T store.
Yeah.
And she was down there giving away a car. Would have been worth it.
fun.
It'd be fun, yeah.
Would have been worth it. So yeah. That's Ellen. I like when she records in the Target in Los Angeles and does her show from there once in a while. Yeah. That's hilarious.
She's a very creative show. I love it.
Okay, moving on. A couple things here. One, I talked to you, I teased a drug story during the third segment of the show.
Yeah, it got Adrian very excited.
In LAX, this isn't show business, but it's hilarious.
Yes.
Where they had what looked to be a JetBlue employee going through security, and apparently the protocol for security for any airline employee at LAX is that you show a badge, but you usually don't get pulled out the second time. So you don't have all your bags checked.
Right.
But they had a random bag check for this one lady who skipped the line with her badge because she worked for the airlines.
Understood.
As soon as they pulled her out, and I've been pulled in these lines a zillion times because I'm racially ambiguous, they found 9 bricks of cocaine.
That's Jeez. A lot
right?
of blow.
It's millions of dollars.
Yeah. So, what does she do?
Jet blow.
She tries to run, and she ran.
In an airport.
Yes. She left the airport, ran, and got away.
Oh,
like,
my
catch
God.
Me if you can.
Oh, my Holy God.
Yes. As of the taping right now, she's gone.
Wow. And also angry at Ellen DeGeneres because she went to Caesar's Palace.
Took off her Gucci shoes and started running.
Wow. Wow. That is millions and millions of dollars. And just think about that the next time, you pay $5 for a soda.
Or how about when I watched Orange is the New Black the first season?
Yeah.
I was like, who smuggles cocaine through airports anymore?
Yeah.
People still do it.
JetBlue.
Right?
Yeah.
If they're legalized weed across the country and it's coming along, right?
Sure.
I don't think you should ever legalize cocaine.
No.
But think about what people go through.
It must be fantastic.
Yeah, as Rick James once said, a hell of a drug.
A hell of a drug. I don't normally recommend audiobooks. They keep me company usually on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the way into work, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just finished Keith Richards' audiobook. And it's mostly read, believe it or not, by Johnny Depp as Keith Richards.
Oh, cool.
Which is very, very nice. Keith reads like the beginning and the end, but he goes into such detail about how much he loves drugs.
Really?
It is fascinating. It's like a commercial. He said, there's one part where he's talking about, I'm talking about pharmacy grade Merck pure drugs with the seal still on it. It's beautiful. I'd tell you about the weekend, but I can't remember, so I'm going to talk to another guy about it. But it is a love letter to heroin. And then he talks about we got cocaine. It wasn't very good, but we used it. It's just like, wow.
Really matter of fact.
Very, very matter of fact.
Cocaine scares me.
Oh, heroin scares me. Heroin
that really scares me. But I feel like I could like run into somebody and they'll have like a cocaine on their person.
Yes.
Right? That's like probable just in the city somehow.
Sure, sure.
But heroin, I don't think you can run into that.
If you read Keith's book and you run in Keith's circles, you're running into it all the time. But anyway, if you really want to know what it's like to take drugs without breaking the law, read the book.
Or pretty destroying your life.
I don't know. He did pretty good.
Well, I mean, I imagine the destroying part happens to people that still need to pay their phone bills, pay their mortgage, take care of business. They don't have handlers to take care of everything that you need to do to function and be a good human in society.
See Keith Richards in the late 70s. I'm not getting a dial tone. Someone forgot to pay the bill.
And he's looking in the mirror.
But seriously, I swear to God, he talks about it before they really out-regulated heroin in the 60s that he'd get the pharmaceutical grade, and it's like he's writing a love letter to it. It's just fascinating.
I don't know if it's a good thing. Sometimes when I hear that Steve Jobs did acid, I'm like, oh man, I really should have tried doing acid. But I just don't know enough. I don't think I have enough control.
I
freak out.
The thing that you and I would share is that we'd not like losing control. And also, the thing that scares me when I read about what the musicians did with acid in the 60s, they say you can't ever go back. I mean, you might open some sort of fantastic portal in your mind, but you can't go back.
Yeah,
and I hate the notion. Yeah, I don't like that. All right. Well, that took an odd turn.
Yes. Margot Robbie, one more.
Yes.
Did you know Tanya Harding has a biopic coming out?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
That's a classy, good-looking dame right there.
Yep.
So Margot Robbie.
Right.
Who was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Exactly.
The Pretty Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
She will play Tanya Harding.
That's going to win best makeup if they pull that off. right there, man, because that's going to be a stretch.
Just announced yesterday the biopic for Tonya Harding will come out and is being produced. I can't believe that this is happening.
Yeah, it's and like 10 years too late, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean, there must be more to the story that we don't know. But it was. Think about this. Just for context, if you're not aware. And Diego, you might not remember. Do you remember?
Is she a figure skater?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in the Olympics, something out of a bad made-for-home for TV movie where
right.
You just...
Lifetime film.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where she took... Was it Jeff Galooly?
She hired a thug.
Yes! To it was her
break,
boyfriend.
Yes, to break the leg of what's her name?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan, so that she would be able to advance further in the Olympics because she was her biggest competitor in the States.
Yeah.
Kerrigan was a beautiful, elegant skater, and Harding was like a salt of the earth athletic
yeah,
skater.
Slutty.
Yeah, slutty.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really trashy. So did he use a crowbar or a lead pipe?
I think I seem to remember a pipe, but also there was a sex tape. After the fact.
Yeah. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. You put the heart in Harding.
Maybe right they just let Margot Robbie be her.
That would
they
be
would
good.
Have to ugly her up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tonya you know, Harding, not bad looking in her day. I'm just saying.
You know who's going to do the makeup is Jeff Galooly.
Everybody here.
That is Oscar Rotzi for your
good
Tuesday.
One, Oscar. Thank you kindly. We come back. We'll do the audio vault. Good stuff in your future, so stay right where you are. Yeah. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
411. That's right, and we are here to help get you
swallow
all
one
tech
some
news,
more.
Say
reviews,
album. And apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging. Thanks for clarifying.
That's nice.
No doubt in my mind.
No, not anymore.
Bonus show, bonus show, bonus show. We do an extra show every week, and they're a lot of fun. I enjoy them as much as anything because we sit down. I try to plan a show, but we never know what's going to happen.
It's the lifeblood of this business.
It is so, so much fun to do. And here's the deal. You can subscribe for a year, and you're probably thinking, well, that's a fine idea, but here it is. It's late March. I don't want to miss out on
no,
a year.
Sir.
Do you know that if you go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click on the bonus show banner and buy a year subscription to the bonus show, you get a year.
Yeah.
It starts from when you purchase.
You're going to go from March to March.
Exactly. There's also a monthly option. And, of course, you can buy it a la carte. But the deal is to buy it for a year. You save 25%.
12 full months.
And you get access to every bonus show we've ever done.
Yes. Yeah.
So make sure you do it. It's a great way to support the show. Put a little TMOS in your life. You will like it, I promise you.
We just bought a new barn. We need more subscribers. Please. We just bought a new board. We need more subscribers to cover the cost. Please.
I think I'm getting some CB
yeah,
interference.
What was that?
I'm not sure. We'll clean it up in post.
It was expensive.
So pick up the TMOS bonus package. It really is a lot of fun and a great way to support your favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay? Thank you. Now, today is... What is today's day?
22nd.
The 22nd day of March. And here is me with the audio vault. Okay. That's the way Mike would have introduced it. It doesn't make much sense. This is a great viral clip. I could not put it on our Facebook page because it features nudity, but it's easy to seek out. WJLA, locally, our Channel 7.
Yes.
Our
Channel 7,
ABC
on your side.
That's exactly right. And they were doing a piece this past weekend about St. Patrick's Day weekend at a particular bar in Virginia that had a trouble with streakers.
O'Mara's?
The year before.
Oh, this is great. Oh, this terrible. Is great. This is great.
So it's not O'Mara's because they closed a long days. It's a failing restaurant. But when they threw it to the reporter, at the moment they started talking about it, a girl walks by, pulls up her shirt, and shows her breasts.
Like full breastage.
And it's such a great brief moment and the way it takes the reporter by surprise. Check it out.
Now, just in time for St. Paddy's Day weekend, Clarendon's Shamrock Pub Crawl is back in action. About 1 year after a streaker stole a car and prompted legislation from the state of Virginia. Has anything changed? Northern Virginia Bureau Chief Jeff Goldberg is live in Arlington to explain the impact of the new laws. Jeff, everyone keeping their clothes on so far?
So far, Kimberly, we are not hearing of any major problems, although I did just see that.
It takes about a quarter of a second, and a girl just walks by and lifts her shirt up.
And remember, the setup was that the year before, the city was concerned that a streaker
right.
got in a car he stole
right.
and then took the cops on some chase in the middle of St. Paddy's Day.
Right?
Right? And then he gets on camera and a girl flashes her boobs.
Right after he says, haven't seen any nudity.
Said that right there.
Just saw that.
And I can see the drunk walking down the street and be like, nudity? All right.
I'm in. I'm all in. So I watched on Netflix over the weekend. It premiered, I think, on Friday, the new Pee-wee Herman movie, mm-hmm. Pee-wee's Big Holiday. No one wanted it to be great more than I wanted it to be great. And it just didn't quite pay off.
Oh, no.
I will say this. I mean, you're not buying a movie ticket. It's Netflix. Watch it. The first half hour is great. It's fun to see Pee-wee. There's a lot of good stuff. But the first sequence is fantastic. A lot of fun. But he's out promoting it. I think it's on DVD now.
Oh, good.
I believe. But he was on The Tonight Show last night promoting it. And this, to me, is the hallmark of a great entertainer. To do something so simple and make it entertaining. He came out, he had a blown-up balloon that he hadn't tied, and this, for about a minute, was the only thing that was on NBC last night. And to watch his face, knowing that this is all that's on right now. One balloon! So I would say 2.5 stars on Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
What didn't you like about the...
It was, the pacing just wasn't there. You know how Big Adventure just moves, goes,
yeah,
goes,
hit,
goes,
you hit, you hit, gag, hit,
gag,
yeah,
gag,
yeah.
It slows down. And it could have been, you know what, if he had made it maybe an hour long and compressed all the stuff or inserted more material.
Got it.
But there's some great visuals, and I really can't believe that after 30 years, whatever magic they did with the tape on his face, he still looks like Pee-wee. Cool. It's crazy stuff. So do check it out. Linda Hogan, the widow, not widow,
ex-wife.
The ex-wife of Terry Bollea.
She probably wants to be the widow.
So she'd like that now. Brother,
all
she
that
says
cash.
All that money, she doesn't want it. So she says,
oh.
No, it's dirty money.
I don't need that. I ended up with an okay settlement and I'm fine and I'm all right. To have that kind of a windfall of cash for something that you did that was just so seedy, it's bothersome to me. I wouldn't want to share any of that. It made me a little bit sick. I don't know how he can sleep at night knowing that he's got the money for doing what he did. It's dirty money.
I know how he can sleep at night. He sleeps on a big pile of money. And she would take it if it was offered.
And he wasn't suing because she's still pissed that he banged Bubba's wife.
Exactly. Mrs. Love Sponge.
Right?
The widow sponge.
And how about he's probably pissed, Linda, that you're dating a guy that looks exactly like your son.
Oh, that is weird. Yeah. That's I'd forgotten creepy. About that.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole doppelganger.
I'm wondering if maybe it is that this wrestling relationship is just not healthy.
Yeah, but you know, Hogan really right. comes out on top. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like everyone was boo-hooing that the WWE wasn't treating him right.
Yeah, he wins.
He wins.
I win, brother.
Brother.
I win, brother. And also, you and I hit Starbucks all the time.
Yeah.
We share a building with it and very excited about the new Starbucks drink. Delicious.
Starbucks announced today that they are introducing a new caramelized honey frappuccino to their menu. And then your dentist announced he's buying a new boat.
Seth Meyers, the greatest. All right, that is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
A lot of fun.
Oh, good. Always a pleasure, Oscar. Thank you, and good luck with your yokels.
Oh, God.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, hey, nice package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Thursday mailbag, it's filling up nicely, send it along to Rob with two B's. At MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar and for Mike and for Pony and for Adrian, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before we go, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the banner that says Survey. It only takes a few moments, it's anonymous, your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. And now, goodbye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.